This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
My goodness, is today's show purpose to confront what I deal with 24/7 over at the Sons of Liberty Radio and Media.com? Folks, you know, sometimes when I listen to the commercials, it reminds me of this. It really does. I don't know why, but it really does.
So, yeah. So, you know,
the talking
I went to the
dog.
Fridge and I opened up the meat drawer.
Remember
you
this?
Know what the meat drawer is, right?
Yeah. What was in there?
Some of these people that are doing commercials,
you know, that
sound much like this dog.
It's like maple. It's got maple flavor.
The maple kind, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I took that out.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
I don't know who would like that.
Yeah.
Me. So I ate it.
His voice.
Me.
Doesn't his voice sound like some of the people doing commercials, folks?
You know, I also noticed there was some beef in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Beef.
Steak.
Yes.
Oh, juicy. Well, I ate that, too.
Yeah.
But I went back to the fridge just a few minutes ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And I put something together really special.
This dog's voice sounds like many people that do commercials.
Yeah. I put some cheese on it. And I covered it with...
Covered it with what?
I covered it with cat treats. Then guess what?
What?
Oh, I gave it to the cat.
Oh, doesn't it sound like some of the people that we listen to commercials from? I mean, folks, am I making fun of people? No! Trying to have a little fun, a little break in the action. Oh, my gosh, some of the stuff we deal with here on the show is heavy. It's heavy stuff. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I need to knock this out of the park during this segment so I can get to the main topic. Because God's love does not tolerate false doctrine. And I know a lot of people are spewing out false doctrine thinking it's God when in fact they're not. They're spewing out heresies. And the reason that happens, again, is because they know not the doctrine, and yet that's the first prerequisite given unto us by Jesus, John 7:17, 2 Timothy 2:15 as well. But let's get to this real quick. I want you to hear this, going back to the first hour, just to show you the pill in the jam who profited from all of this chaos, all of this plandemic, who sold you the plandemic, who forecasted the plandemic, who told you they needed to genocide 3.6 billion people on the planet, and if they did a really good job with vaccines, they could do it. Bill Gates said that. It's exactly what he said. Okay? Did you know that Pfizer... you know what? I'm going to go up to... Novartis. This is a big pharma company. In 2021, Novartis, their net income was $24.02 billion. You guys know, going back to Adolf Hitler, you guys know the people that were quarantined. Those are the people that left us the legacy of something called the Holocaust. Do you know that Adolf Hitler convinced 80 million people that they were diseased? They had to be quarantined, and then they killed them off. Did you guys know this? We have people that were former concentration camp prisoners that have come out, and we played the videos on the show. Do understand where this is going. Again, if it's not stopped. I can only warn you. So Novartis makes $24.2 billion in 2021. Let's go to the next one. Pfizer. You know what Pfizer made in 2021? Net income? $21.98 billion off the pandemic. Wow. That's insane. Johnson & Johnson. 2021 net income. $20.88 billion. Who's profiting from all this? This is the pill and the jam. Roche, Big Pharma, $13.93 billion, Swiss francs, $15.24 billion. Merck, remember we had a friend who died warning the American people before the pandemic from California, who was exposing Merck, and then she warned, she puts a video out there, warning the people as to someone that was harassing her from putting a ladder up to her window, telling her that she's being watched. She was on the phone at one particular time talking about how she was a sitting duck. She comes back home, goes to the back of her yard, and there's a sitting duck sitting on her table. At one point, she wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's a her computer was laying in the middle of the floor, turned on, open. She didn't shut her mouth, exposing Merck, and before you knew it, she mysteriously dies. Unresponsive. Just think how many people have died trying to get this information out to you. This is happening in America, friends. Merck Company made $12.35 billion. Moderna, 2021, net income, $12.2 billion. Do you see how this works, friends? Keep it alive. Why? So they can keep profits coming in. These men have sold their souls. Okay? And they don't realize what they've done, but yet they will. Okay? Buying the tech, 2021 net income, $10.29 billion. This is the big pharma that has profited from the pandemic. 2021 net income, AbbVie, $11.55 billion. I got two more to go. Regeneron, big pharma, 2021 net income, $8.08 billion. By the way, we know that what's been disclosed to the public is that over the last couple of years, the benefits of Anthony Fauci have been bountiful, man. Anthony Fauci. I'm pulling it up right now. I just seen this. Yeah, look at this, folks, on social media platforms. A New York Post reports Dr. Fauci and wife's wealth skyrocketed by $5 million during pandemic. Wow! Whoa! Who's pushing harder than these people are? Nobody is, because nobody's profiting like them. These are also the same people that are driving the narrative. One more. Novo Nordisk, Big Pharma. Since 2021, last year, $47.76 billion they have profited off of the ignorance of the people on a global basis. The Lord told us not to do it. Leviticus 17:11, 19:19. Put that up to John 10:10, but they did it anyways, and now they are suffering the abuses. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu. GCN, you can turn that up a little tiny bit. I don't know if that's me or if that's you. Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform. Because Bradley Dean...
Yeah, I don't know why that just went down.
...truth of power, defending your liberties,
but it did.
Your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are
standing
against tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots.
Need some help here.
At BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Can you tell Sam to call GCN and tell him to turn it up a bit?
For our posterity, for generations to come. For our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
By the way, folks, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks. Out of 65 different show hosts, you guys have done that, and we totally appreciate that. And we know why you're listening. We know why you're listening, because you're tired of the candy-coated lies. And so are we. And they're all controlled, including Fox News. And people are sick and tired of being lied to because they know that they're being lied to. And I don't like when people lie. I don't like people when they're. I don't like when people are being lied to neither. But the good news is, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always does. And this is the history of mankind. The bad guys are just testing themselves again to see if they can do something that their predecessors couldn't get away with. Well, the good news is, folks, we are the anvil. The world is the hammer. The hammer needs to be changed up because the seed of the world, or the seed of the church, is forever. Okay, so I want to get to this. You guys all, and I'm sure you've seen this. This, it's embarrassing. And what I want to do is I want to go ahead and just play the video for you and let you check it out for yourself concerning what many in this country tolerate. And I also understand that there's many people that are trying to say, listen, we know something seriously wrong. We want to know what to do. Well, we already have the lawful provision in doing it, okay? And we see that if we stand up and we do anything about it, these agencies that have been set up to protect their big interest bosses, they'll kick your door in and they'll try to, you know, scare you, or they may even shoot you, they may even kill you, and of course it'll be justified because it's them that do it. Well, they accuse you of the crime that they're guilty of, just like their father, the devil, Revelation 12:10, right? He's the accuser of the brethren, and just like Joseph Goebbels said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. But folks, we have it. We have all provision we need to hold these people accountable. And they're at will, at their own will and their own discretion, arbitrarily assailing the very people that they're supposed to submit to, if that people is submitted to God. Okay? And we've highlighted Joe Biden. We know that in 1988 he was kicked off the presidential campaign trail for lying, plagiarism. We know that he's a pedophile. You can see this clearly. Matter of fact, during his signing of the Marriage Protection Act this week, which is completely a violation of law, common sense, folks, Exodus 20, he had a drag queen that was standing behind him during the signing who was responsible for illegally molesting a two-year-old child. And I'm talking about his eyes, doing a dance for a little two-year-old kid. This is Joe Biden. This is the guy that the American people tolerate. Right, look who he's appointing to military heads throughout. They're men dressed as women. And the list goes on. You know that he's guilty of committing the act of treason. We all know this. The mainstream media. By the way, I highlighted a week and a half ago the people that are being charged for voter fraud. And it's interesting. I'm highlighting the people that have been charged for voter fraud while the mainstream media is trying to demonize anybody that tells you there's any such thing as voter fraud. See, we're giving you the news that they don't want you to see. Going back to Joe Biden, we know that he committed the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, with the very country now that he's empowering, Vladimir Zelensky, who is a Nazi, who is a sodomite. We've showed you videos. And he's an actor who was playing a president, and then he mysteriously becomes the president of that country. And he is merely a representative of those that control him. So if you're looking to know what the said elites, who they are, what they do, how they act, the characteristics of them, so on and so forth, look to these said plants and to these controlled operatives that have been put in place to control the masses. Listen, just listen carefully. I'm not going to shut my mouth. I'm not going to stop preaching the truth because it offends those that are trying to conceal or censor that truth. No way. The more they attack, the more we're encouraged to stand up all the more. What I see is I see a whole lot of people very afraid of being exposed. I see a whole lot of people very afraid of the people on this globe awakening to their crimes. And that's why they're trying to push everything fast forward right now. And I have no trust in the arm of the flesh, for the record, but I do trust the Lord. And I do know that the Lord does not use a minority or a majority to prevail. Nor will an army prevail, nor will the arm of the flesh or man prevail, or the sword or the horse. Nope. None of that is victorious without the Spirit of God behind it, though he does use them. So let me go over to Joe Biden really quick, and let me show you Joey this last week. And just show you again what it is the American people put up with. Because he's an empty suit. He's got 1 foot on a banana peel. Last week, a criminal sodomite foreigner, that's a fact, the guy that goes after he leaves the People's White House, as he mysteriously jumps in on the scene out of nowhere, becomes the senator in Illinois. And then he becomes the president, mysteriously raises $250 million, tells the American people he wants to get back to the founding documents. 5 minutes before he becomes the president, says he's going to fundamentally transform America. For 8 years, he gives the American people and desecrates the memory of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have. For 8 years, he transgressed the Constitution as he gives us the finger 1,163 times. That criminal right there, Barack Obama, then leaves office, goes over to Kenya and says he's the first president from Kenya. This came out several times out of his own mouth, or Michael's. I'm sorry, Michelle's. He called her Michael several times. It's all on video. No one's making up any of this. Okay? And then Joan River dies, 2 weeks after she says that everybody knows Michelle's a tranny? Folks, this isn't happening by chance. But interestingly enough, Obama says that Joe Biden has the respect of no one. Of course not. And why is he still there? Waffly. I'm not talking about an unlawful takeover. I'm talking about a lawful reformation. And we have every right under the sun to call for a reformation. And for the people to stand up and right themselves concerning the wrongs that continuously avail on a 24/7 basis. And I'm sick of it, and I'm sure you are too. Check this video out. He can't even read the teleprompter, folks. It's embarrassing.
All of you in this room for making this forum a success, and particularly in Prosper Africa, deal room. That sounds like something that we shouldn't be saying. Prosper Africa, deal room. I kept asking, where's the deal room? I think I'm looking at it. Folks, to help save lives, combat COVID-19. And this will include partnerships between African-American companies to provide cybersecurity services to make sure Africa's digital environment is reliable and secure. Cisco Systems and Cyber Bastion, a diaspora-owned small business.
So you see this, friends. You hear this. And there's people out there that want you to believe that 80 million people voted this guy in, and yet he could not get one person to show up in support of him or whore Kamala Harris in Arizona. And after the presidential inaugural address given by Joe Biden, criminal Joe Biden, Kamala goes back to California, Orange County, 7 million people, two people show up in support of her. Then they want to sit there and tell you that there's no such thing as voter fraud. Give me a break. The joke is on you. It really is. But I do want to show you this. This is the best that the conservatives have today. Conservatives are no different than what you call the left because they're worthless. They are worthless. Just let's call it for what it is. They're worthless because they are not the salt of the earth any longer. They are trodden under the foot of men. And the only thing they can do is because they have no strength to stand up against wickedness, they mock Joe Biden. But see, you need to understand, friends, that the joke is not on Joe Biden. The joke is on you. But I want to show you what the conservatives of the day did when they made this recent video. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Isn't this cute? Listen carefully.
It's beginning to look a lot like treason. Every time we take a look at the Mesa docs, the ballots in the Dropbox.
See, it's a joke.
Reporting shows the blue. It's beginning to look a lot like
this is the best they have. Isn't that crazy? It's beginning to look a lot like treason. Well, folks, who would the joke be on then? It wouldn't be on Joe Biden or his masters. It'd be on the people that are submitted to the likes of Joe Biden and his masters. Let's think about this. Psalm 94:16, read it during the break. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Expect holiday travel delays this weekend. FlightAware is over 900 delays and 100 cancellations in and out of the USA today. Elon Musk has a change of heart.
Banned journalists are up and running again on Twitter after a brief suspension. Twitter owner Elon Musk originally suspending accounts that he accused of tracking his private jet usage, essentially what he calls doxing his physical location and causing a, quote, physical safety violation, unquote.
No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
That's Corey Myers reporting. Police in Memphis, Tennessee report five people are being treated for severe injuries after a shooting. The suspect in last night's apartment complex shooting still at large. The injured were rushed to an area hospital in critical condition. Police are asking for help to find a white Infiniti believed to be involved in the shooting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness. You guys want me to just show you this really quick, because I'm scanning the scene to stay on par for what's going on here. You guys all know who Brittany Griner is, right? Right? And you have all been told that. Well, I'm just going off this video. Sweeney Twain found the video. You've all been told that Brittany's a girl. And I want to show you the video here. That shows just the exact opposite, folks. And it's kind of bizarre how that all works, isn't it? Boy, he's out there swimming with his shirt off, shooting baskets. Looks like he's in Arizona or California, one of the two. But it's clearly him. And but they're selling him to you as a girl. Just like they did Michelle. Now, I didn't say that again. Keep in mind, that was all done by Barack Obama, who called her Michael several times. Okay, I just wanted you to see this, because a lot of this stuff is going on out there, but the mainstream media is trying to get you to believe just the exact opposite, like so many different fronts. That's why they're using drag queens. They want to confuse you. Again, they want you to believe they know better than you do as to what's being done on a global basis. And you can say in America, whatever you want to say, but the fact of the matter is this is taking place on a global basis. Okay, so let's go fast forward here. And let me, if there's something that bends me, I've been, okay, and I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again. One of the things that I don't do, I don't share with people a lot of other facets of the ministry because they're different functions of the ministry. I'm a drummer for a band called Junkyard Prophet and Alarm for War and Stephanie Joy. And we work with Geffen Records and Sony Records, and I'm endorsed by all these drum companies. And I was part of Junkyard Prophet in the early 2000s. We came out doing our first show, and we got second best unsigned to a band that was out there for 2 years called POD, which became that of MTV as MTV's Darling. And the reason they did is because they're compromisers. We wouldn't compromise. And we played with a lot of major Christian acts right away. And we played with Bride. We played with Nuvo. We played with other bands. I had named a couple of them yesterday. And again, I don't do that because I don't want to give myself accolade. But it is one of the utilities that we have on our belts here. As Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. Well, when I first got really saved, all by myself, between me and the Lord, nobody talked me into this. No devil in hell can talk me out of this. My faith is in Him, not in man, or the persuasion of men. Read Galatians 1. Or go over to Acts 9, if you wouldn't mind, because I had a similar experience than that, as Paul did, in a different way, at a different time. But it was all Him. He's the author and the finisher of my faith, Hebrews 12:2. And when I was in the Christian scene right away, I seen the hypocrisy right away. I seen the whole movement as a reproach. I seen these people up on stage as the great underachievers, the great succumbers, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Read Galatians 5 when you get a moment. And I seen this, and I noticed that there was a spirit of effeminism within these men in the church, and it was gross. It was a, let me put it this way, it was a total turnoff. And when I seen what was going on in the church, not just locally, but on a nationwide basis, there's more to come on that, by the way. The more I understood exactly why we're in trouble today. Compromise, fraternizers, effeminate men trying to hold on with, to what they can't take with them. It's insane. And I always knew it, and I'm a discerner over here, okay? I'm a better discerner than I am anything else. If you want to know what's wrong with the situation, bring me in for 15 minutes. You know, it's interesting how the world has corporations will actually hire troubleshooters, they're called. And they'll bring the troubleshooters in to tell them why there may be things impeding more profits for their company. So what they'll do is they'll find the problem and remove the problem. Well, that's my function here, too. And with that said, I'm very much a troubleshooter inside of the church, and as far as that goes, even in the politics. And it's interesting how the Lord brought me into the church to show me what needed to be corrected. And then after that, for several years, He brought me in as one of the speakers across the country doing tea parties. And noticing the hypocrisies in the wicked doctrines of government as well. And it's interesting because Jesus said in Mark 8:15 to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and also to beware of the leaven, the wicked doctrines of governments. Mark 8:15, read it. And I'm saying that for the very purpose that when this begins to happen, what I'm going to show you in about 2 seconds here, it comes as no surprise. These people are no more saved than the devil is. And you can see it because they don't understand what the cross is. They're enemies to the cross. These people have never repented because the message was never repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. It was always a false gospel stating God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And you can see that they act accordingly. And let me ask you a question. What has been the fruit of the church over the last 100 years in this country? Take a look around. It's a lack of Christianity. And that's why we have to highlight this, that my love does not, nor does God's love, first and foremost, which I am an extension of who He is by the Holy Ghost, God's love does not tolerate false doctrine. Matter of fact, real love exposes these hypocrites for who they are. Have you ever taken the time to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see how many times the Lord continuously rebuked the religious hypocrites of the day? They were the ones that had them crucified. They were the ones that said, we have no king but King Jesus, both the Pharisees and the Herodians. Crucify him, John 19:15. Well, they're doing the same thing today, aren't they? Look at this. Amy Grant. To host niece's same-sex wedding. Listen to what she says. She believes Jesus wants us to, as she deconstructs the word, Jesus wants us to love God and love each other. Yes. Does that crucify the truth? According to these people. Yet the Bible tells us, let love be without dissimulation. Romans 15. Romans 13. But the Bible tells us that open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Proverbs 27, verse 5. Isn't this interesting how it counters love? Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous in what? Repent. Is Amy sending the message to her niece to repent? No. She's advocating what God clearly condemns. And yet when you go out there and highlight the fact that Amy Grant, by the way, when she crossed over, she failed to bring the cross with her from the Christian scene to the secular scene, secular meaning without God, she ends up leaving her husband too. And it tells us in Matthew 5 that once you're married and you go out, you leave your husband or your wife and you marry another, Jesus said you commit adultery. And it tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that adulterers have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. Did Bradley say that? No, but guess what? Some of you are getting mad at me for that. That's what you say. Who's your Lord? Jesus. Jesus said that to you. I'm conveying it. Don't shoot the messenger. She ends up getting a divorce. And she starts acting like an absolute heretic. Now, this is what I want you to see. Amy Grant says and believes that Jesus wants us to love God and love each other. Well, guess what? We can't love each other until we first love God. By this, we know that we love the children of God, going the other way, when we love God and keep His commandments. I didn't see the Lord lower the law to appease Amy Grant's niece's same-sex wedding. Look at Amy Grant. She's even got the gay pride flag. I'm sorry. In Genesis 9:12, it tells us that rainbow was given as a covenant of peace between us and God, that He would no longer judge the world by water. Nope. See, the New Testament tells us He's going to judge us by fire next. But let me ask you a question. Let's go back to Genesis 9. Why was the world judged in the first place? I'll tell you why. Because of what Amy Grant is advocating here. Just ask Sodom and Gomorrah. Read Genesis 18 if you want a full understanding. Because what Amy Grant is doing is advocating what God clearly condemns. So when you look at politicians advocating what God clearly condemns, that's all you have to do is look at the church. Do you see? Now let me ask you the question, folks, and if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Is Amy Grant following Christ? Or is she following her own wicked heart? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? She's following her own wicked heart. Is she standing in contrast to the Word of God? Why, yes, she is. The Bible tells us in Genesis 5:2 that God created them male and female. Male and female. Amy, is what Scripture tells us. It also tells us in 2 Chronicles 19:10, and whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in the cities between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even just go along with whatever they do and tell them God's behind it. Is that what it says? Nope. It says, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. That's 2 Chronicles 19:10. Isn't this amazing? How those that profess to be Christians, people follow them rather than the Word of Christ? Don't you think the heads of the church in America should be standing up and condemning the likes of an Amy Grant for what she's advocating? Absolutely. But guess what they say? They say that it's not love to do that. Yet 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness. So which one are you listening to? We'll be right back.
Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Also want to let you know, friends, please do consider, if you're going to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store. If you're going to make your orders, please do them this week. If you can, please, because it's going to be a lot of work over here. And with that said, these are there's T-shirts, there's dog tags, there's these coffee cups. They all got statements on there like resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. The list goes on, and they are great conversation starters. So if you wouldn't mind, please get your orders in this week. We get them every day, all week long, but I don't want to get bum-rushed during this last week. So please consider sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also consider keeping us out there. We do not support sponsors here, friends. You keep us out there. And if you want to see where we're going to be up and coming, we're going to be in California, San Diego in January. Looks like in February we're going to be in South Dakota. And then we are going to be putting a documentary together for television. And we're going to be putting that together with a team here in Minnesota, also on the East Coast. So we'll be working in between. I'll keep you abreast as to what goes on during that particular time. But do consider becoming a son or Daughter of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and please consider keeping us out there, folks. And if you want to know who we are, I want to show you my basket. It's full. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Listen to what others have said, and look at the fruit of the ministry, because you are called to be fruit inspectors. And hopefully you're going to rest satisfied with that, and keep us out there with many others. And thank you for the support for those that do support us. So let me get back to this, folks. The Bible tells us, and I'm talking right now about Amy Grant. You know, she was a Christian that crossed over. She is heretical. She's advocating what God clearly condemns. And what I'm doing is I'm bringing it over to show you that God's love does not tolerate sin. When you look at the cross of Christ, Christ being crucified for the sins of the world was God's hatred towards sin. And he took his own son and put him up on the cross as the propitiation of the sins of the world. And it was twofold. If you look at the cross, the second part of that was the imputation and the redemption of man. Not in that order. First the redemption, then the imputation. And Jesus washes us from our sins in his own blood, Revelation 1:5, to redeem us back unto the Father. Is this what you're seeing today in the modern church? And again, that's all I have to say when it comes to the likes of an Amy Grant. She is a heretic. She is a heretic. And of course, all those in the body of the American church, which lacks Christ and the Holy Ghost, they're enemies to the cross. Do you think they're going to say anything to Amy? Absolutely not. They're going to say it's hate to tell her the truth. Really? Yep, that's what they'll say. Yet Scripture says in Leviticus 18:22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, it's an abomination. They'll overlook the God they say they love concerning his commandments, and they'll throw his word down to the wayside, and they'll take heed to that of, guess who? Amy Grant. And in the light of all of this, friends, when you look at Ezekiel 44:23, what does it say? And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane. Is that what the church is doing? No! There's no lines. There's no absolutes. They have forsaken the law and the prophets, which Christ came to what? Uphold. To fulfill. Matthew 5:17. Also read Romans 3:31. Look at this. Leviticus 19:17. Listen to this carefully. Hey, friends. You're not supposed to hate your brother in your heart. It says in Leviticus 19:17, thou shalt not hate thy brethren in thy heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Is that the love you're seeing today? Nope. Just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, this is coming to my aid right now in the book of Jeremiah, which I'm in part reading. They overlook the deeds of the wicked, right? Isn't that who these people are? Yep. Is that love? Nope. It advocates for more, what? Crimes against the innocent. Jeremiah 5:28 tells us they are waxen fat. They shine. Yeah? They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper in the right of the needy. Do they not judge? No. No, that's just the exact opposite of what we're seeing from the professors in the church. Bradley, but come on, where's the love? Well, if all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, we better hold to the doctrine. And what does that do? It reproves, it corrects, and it instructs. And to reprove, to correct, and instruct today, people in the church say, who are you to judge me? Oh, what do you think? You're better than me? Are you holier than me? No, in their ignorance, that's what they're saying. Rather than looking at a faithful witness that delivered their souls, they get mad at them and saying, who are you to judge me? And they, of course, take it out of context. Read Matthew 7 in context. The Lord is teaching us to judge, but he's saying first in righteousness, but he's saying first take the mote out of your own eye, and when you're that far, then you can righteously judge. In reference to the judge's word. And that's what we're doing here. We're using the judge's word. Christ Jesus is the standard, not man and his excuses. Nor are your favorite preachers, I'm sorry, hirelings that are there for gain. John 10:12. They are not the standard in any sense of the word. Jesus is. Period. And if we hold to him, we're going to be okay. What about love, Brad? You know, isn't it interesting? I hear it all day. What about love? And I'll throw scriptures out there constantly. And of course, people don't know the word. They just try to throw out there, and you can see they're parroting what they heard. It's never the word they come back with. Yesterday I had a lady talking about, she posted being at peace and resting in the arms of Jesus. It's all modern gospel. Really? I said back to her on social media platforms, will you show me that in Scripture? Could she? No. No, she was parroting something she heard. Some guy told me today in response to what I said to her, I said, show me that in Scripture. He starts calling me arrogant, cocky, this, that, and the other thing. I don't know what love is. Well, I'll tell you what. Your love overlooks what offends Christ. Mine holds to His doctrine. And my doctrine and love did not overlook the heresies of people that want to try to justify what they can't. That's heresy. Hey, you know, somebody might say, Bradley, why are you so absolute about the Word of God? Because the Bible tells us in Philippians 1:21 that our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. It doesn't become what man wants the gospel to become. It becomes what He has written. It's safe to be there. I was just a little kid. I was 4 years old. There used to be a television program called Adam 12, where you had Malloy and Reed. They were both good cops. And that's when TV could be trusted for the most part, at least from what I understand. I remember watching an episode where a guy that was also a cop, he was a detective, thought that Reed, the head cop, was being a little too... rigid about holding to the law. Okay, because God gave His law because He loves, not because He hates. And what's the fulfilling of the law? Love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, Matthew 22:37. And I noticed that when the guy looked at him and said, boy, you really hold to the book, don't you? As if that was some sort of a rebuke to him for doing the right thing. And Malloy said to him, well, that's what it was written for. Isn't that what the Word of God's written for? Aren't we to hold to Him and His voice? Isn't it when we begin to get in trouble is when we refuse to listen to Him, we begin to compromise His Word a little here and a little there? Have you ever seen John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress? When did Pilgrim get in trouble? When he left off the Word. Hey folks, He is our life. He's the bread of life, John 6:35, and we feed on Him. But Bradley, where's the love? I got to finish this up. Luke 11:42. Do you know that Jesus damned the religious hypocrites? He said in 11:42 of Luke, He said, woe unto you. He was damning them. He said, you Pharisees, you religious hypocrites, you tithe, you mint and ruin all manner of herbs, you give what you have, but you pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought to you have done, and to not leave the others undone. Hey folks, love does not look the other way in the face of compromise or untruths. It confronts them. And what you're seeing with the likes of an Amy Grant, folks, is another sign of how far gone the church is. Going full circle, to my experience in the Christian scene, it is pathetic, it's a reproach, and it lacks Christ at so many different levels, way more than it doesn't. Do you know that now, like Amy Grant's trying to justify what God condemns? Do you know that now, in the Christian scene, you have such individuals like Jennifer Knapp coming out as a lesbian? I told you so 20 years ago. Dan Hazeltine, a homosexual. I told you so. Vicky Beeching comes out as a lesbian. I told you so. Marcia Stevens comes out as a lesbian. I told you so. Ray Bolts comes out as a homosexual from the Christian scene. I told you so. Deceiving professed Christian audiences. And let me say at this in ending, the only way they could have been deceived is because they weren't reading the Word for themselves, and yet Jesus demanded that they do so. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.